The words of God given to us today are Philippians chapter 4 from verse 4 to 9. Page 322 in the New Testament. Allow me to read the words. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen. Apostle Paul recommends, rejoice in the Lord always. In detail, he says, let your gentleness be evident to all, and do not be anxious about anything, but with thanksgiving present your request to God. In a literary work, movie, or a TV show, it is more often and cathartic for readers or viewers to reveal or revenge on someone's misdeeds rather than to be generous, because it is humans' basic instinct. But in real life, being generous gives far bigger pleasure, because the peace of God keeps that mind and thought to be generous, whatever you have learned or received or heard or seen. Also, people have their limits. People surely have more superior things than other animals, but that is when comparing them to similarly finite creatures. To compare with everlasting God, people are just weak. That's why the Bible says people are like mist and a worm. As mist disappears when the sun comes up, no matter how thick it was, the length of human life is just a dot compared with eternity. In addition, how big difference there might be between a worm and human being. That difference is nothing compared to that between people and God. In Acts chapter 12, Herod Agrippa I had Apostle Jacob, a brother of John, to be killed. When thinking the Jews were happy, he even attempted to kill Apostle Peter as well, but failed to do that, since an angel of the Lord got Peter out of the jail, although it was successful to put him in jail. That Herod, one day in a royal robe, addressed the people, and people shouted, this is the voice of a God, not of a man. But he did not give the glory to God and was killed by a worm when an angel of God struck him. Even a king who has control over a whole country could be like this. Humans are this weak and it is not easy to get over worries. It doesn't help us to overcome worries by faking ourselves that the worries are gone or by analyzing them. The most effective way is to make the worries as a name of our prayer before God. However, there might not be an answer as just by praying and said, "I believe my worries disappear." You need to communicate with God for the worries instead. Recently, I pray every Saturday night like this: "God, tomorrow is Sunday. To have sermon always makes me nervous and less confident. Sometimes I wish the morning doesn't break. Help me get over with wishing I want to do better than I can actually do. Tomorrow as well, give your words and work on the congregation through me or in person." It is joyful to ask Him what we need. Although worries might not disappear, the peace of God, whatever we have learned or received or heard or seen, will keep our mind and thought of worries. Today's scripture tells us what to do when experiencing the peace of God. Verse 8 testifies as follows: "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." There are 8 virtues for those who are experiencing the peace of God. The first is whatever is true. Being true means to be right inside from outside. Sometimes I choose fruits which people might not pick on purpose, thinking it could be any help if I buy those fruits when people try to avoid them. I had an experience that I earned an extra fruit from the seller when he saw I was trying to choose one people might not like to buy. On the contrary, sometimes I buy a basketful of fruit because all the fruit in the basket seemed fine, but it turns out there are some rotten fruits mixed together. There were fresh-looking fruits outside and rotten ones inside. If this goes to personality, it would be so untrue. Christians should always be the same person, inside and outside. Second is whatever is noble. To be noble means elegant and respectful. When seeing someone, we feel he or she is living a virtuous and respectful life. There is a newly coined word called namsabyeok in Korean, meaning an ultimate, which cannot be won over or overcome. No matter how hard you try, they cannot be beaten. Among soccer players of today, Lionel Messi of FC Barcelona, Cristiano Ronaldo of Real Madrid would be those of them. Among historical figures in Korea, Admiral Lee Sun-shin and King Sejong would be the examples. In 128 years history of Korean Christianity, it would be Pastor Chu Gi-chol and Pastor Son Yang-won. Christians are those who make efforts to make them be the nomsabyeok in their faith and personality. Third, whatever is right. Being right means that the relationship with God and the relationship with people is right. To have right relationship with God is proven by the relationship with people. There is no chance that those who are not in right relationship with God can have right relationship with people. However, it is not always true that a person with right relationship with people has right relationship with God as well, or vice versa. Choose to be right, thinking what is right rather than what is beneficial. Then you will experience that God fully feeds you. Fourth, whatever is pure. To be pure means innocent and faultless. A husband or a wife should be pure to each other. So as Christians to God. Fifth, whatever is lovely. To be lovely means attractive. As is necessary for Christians to love others, it is important as well to be loved by others. Good looks can attract people, but it doesn't last long. A charm of inner beauty can never be compared with good looks outside. We have favorite celebrities. They might not necessarily be loved by people for their appearances. The reason why they are loved is not their good-looking appearances, but their inner charms. Their acting and songs are lovely and attractive. To be loved by people, they would have made efforts as best as they can to improve their acting and singing skills. We're also be able to become lovely and attractive by not being arrogant and by endlessly denying ourselves. Sixth is whatever is admirable. To be admirable means to gain a good reputation. You can earn a good reputation by doing repeatedly something good for a long period of time, not just doing it several times. If someone from other church asks you, "How do you think about Pastor Chung Han-jo?" and you answer, "I don't want to talk about him," then I would not be a Christian with a good reputation. Seventh is, there be any virtue. The first dictionary meaning of virtue is a power of a person to materialize a moral, ethical ideal. In ancient times, this word was used in relation with power. There is a good example in Korean language as well. By saying, "I grew up well thanks to the virtue of my parents," it does not just mean that the parents were good in moral ways, but also means they had the power in characteristic and economic ways, and the power to lead children to be right. The last, eighth, is if anything is praiseworthy. To be praiseworthy means praised and complimented. To praise others is as difficult as to be praised by others. People say, famine is bearable compared to jealousy. Someone who can embrace those who suffer famine and jealousy together are those worthy of praise. Apostle Paul says to think about these virtues in an imperative. In Greek words, an imperative is used to require continuous and repetitive acts. It is to mean that we should think such things consistently in life rather than thinking only once or twice. What did you think the most last week? What you have thought the most can show what you have done. Thoughts are reflected in life as they are. To think nobly, elegant personality is shown. On the other hand, if you have lived with hatred and anger, that will appear in your violent language and behavior. 30 years ago, there was a TV show titled A Diary of a High Schooler, and the lyrics of the theme song included the following: "We're lonely in high school days. We see our tomorrows as we see the rainbow. The roads are splendid. Where do we go now? A water jar is filled with water. A honey jar is filled with honey. We're dream jars filled with dreams. You and I are high schoolers to drink water of truth. You and I are high schoolers to grow as green leaves." Even if it is the same jar, it can be different as a water jar or a honey jar. We can be a temple where God is with us. If putting something true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and praiseworthy inside ourselves, while we can also become a den of desires with worldly virtues and wicked selfishness. Apostle Paul adds to recommend in verse 9 as follows: "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." If learning is getting knowledge through reason, receiving is through emotions, will for hearing, and experience for seeing. In this way, Paul said, God of peace will be with us. Without worrying anything, but with asking God, by praying and calling on Him for everything, we will experience the peace of God. And if we putting it into practice, what we have learned, received, heard, and seen, which means if we live as God's words, we will experience God of peace being with us. Joseph had to live as a slave and prisoner in Egypt due to the slander of his brothers for 13 years. However, through him being true and right, the house of Potiphar was blessed. He was pure despite the temptation of Potiphar's wife. He was lovely and praiseworthy even in jail. The writer of Psalm said, till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true, in Psalm chapter 105, verse 19. How Joseph could prosper in Potiphar's house was testified in Genesis 39:2. The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. God of peace was with Joseph. Being with God was the biggest bliss that Joseph had ever had. But more Christians like the present, what God has in his hand, than that God of peace is with us. Many think that God can just help when needed because they can live a decent life on their own. However, it is human hubris and ignorance to think that we can live better life by ourselves than by with the lead of God. Let's say my two sons, 6th grade elementary school and 2nd grade middle, ask me, give us just 1 and 20,000 won each every day. And other than that, we can take care of ourselves. Then, would I compliment my son saying, oh, you are grown up now, I would give them a hard time. If they say, we are proud of you, to me, I would try to give them everything more than just 1 or 20,000 won. Our faith is no difference. God is with us is the greatest bliss, prize, and grace which can be compared to nothing. Before passing away, parents would try to live the words they wanted to say the most and things most valuable. So Jesus, who died on the cross to save us, said to us when he was ascended as follows, surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Today is the Sunday, which is the 8th anniversary of our church. The 8th virtues, which are referred in verse 8 of the text, feel like the peaks that our church formed during the past 8 years. with the 8 martyrs as living sacrifice, Jachin and Boaz, future and hope, only by my spirit, with wait for the Lord, what is your reward, and consider. We have been doing our best to do whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, whatever is excellent or praiseworthy, and to do God's words. The legal action to nullify the registration of title of Yanghuajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery came to an end with the final judgment of the Supreme Court on February 28th. This action was initiated by Gyeongseong Gumi Cemetery Association, chaired by Won Han-seok, in December 2008. It finally ended in 4 years and 3 months. The Supreme Court, by a unanimous decision, held that the claims made in the appeal of the plaintiff, Gyeongseong Gumi Cemetery Association, are dismissed in total and the plaintiff is to bear all legal costs of the appeal. This is the result of God of Peace being with the 100th Anniversary Memorial Council and 100th Anniversary Memorial Church. And this is also the command from God to better carry out the calling of inheriting the faith and the spirit of 100 years of Korean Christianity and cultivating the vision for 200 years of mission. We have to inherit the faith and the spirit of 100 years of Korean Christianity and cultivate the vision for 200 years of mission by taking good care of and preserving Yanghuajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery and Korean Christian Martyrs Memorial Center at Yongin. But there is something more important. It is for each of us to become the right temple and for our community to become a temple. In the Bible, there are many words that are used to refer to a temple. The tabernacle was a kind of movable temple, and it was about 18.5 pyeong. As for temple buildings, there are the Temple of Solomon, Temple of Zerubbabel, and the Temple of Herod. And Jesus is the temple. When Jesus was doing his public ministry, the temple of Herod was being built. Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." And the Jewish people said, they replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days?" The temple that Jesus was referring to was his body. In fact, from this time onward, the time of the temples being physical buildings ended. And you probably know well that each of us is a temple. But in Ephesians, there is yet another temple that is mentioned, verse 22 to 21 to 22 in chapter 2 of Ephesians. As follows, "In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord, and in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." This is a temple which is a kind of consolidated temple which each of us, which is a temple built together. It is a temple which is not yet completed. At this temple, some person must play the role of the floor, some must take the role of a storage, and yet another person must do the role of chimney. A person who plays the role of the floor just needs to lie down, but gets stepped on each day. even if you wash, it'll in a minute become dirty again. But if the person who plays the role of the floor does not do his or her job, other people must get a wing and fly from a place to place. And for a person who plays the role of a storage, all kinds of stuff get to accumulate. Nobody gives recognition for this. If the person who plays the role of a warehouse does not, then nothing would get organized. The person who plays the role of a chimney becomes black. Because of this, other parts can stay clean. If we were not to be built together, but only partially, what would happen? If you were to go to see a house to buy it, and it was built beautifully in the front, but there is no wall at the back, would you buy the house? The house of God must be built not by a few people, but all of us together. And this house is called the temple. What is most important at a temple is holiness. The size, the shape, and the materials, none of these are important. And neither are the closets in the building, electronic goods, and kitchen equipment. Holiness is following the will of God, the methods of God, and the principles of God. On this 8th anniversary of 100th Anniversary Memorial Church, let us all cultivate ourselves as the temple by thinking about whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, whatever is excellent or praiseworthy, and living God's words. And being together, let us build up beautifully the temple, which is 100th Anniversary Memorial Church Faith Community. It is then that the Korean church, which has become full of pollution, will become purified, and we will be better able to carry out the calling of inheriting the faith and the spirit of 100 years of Korean Christianity and cultivating the vision for 200 years of mission, because the peace of God is with us. Let us pray. Father God, as we commemorate the 8th anniversary of the founding of our church, thank you for reminding us of what we must think about. Help all of us to think about whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, whatever is excellent or praiseworthy. We gather our minds and tie the strings of our shoes again in order to become Christians who do the things which we have learned, received, heard, and have seen. May we become more like children of God, more like Christians as the time passes, because the God of peace is with us. And help our church to meet well the calling of inheriting the faith and the spirit of 100 years of mission. In order to cultivate the vision for 200 years of mission, allow each of us to cultivate our lives and faith into temples and to form a beautiful united temple. Although the Korean church may be regarded as salt without flavor, which is being trampled by people, and as a lighthouse which has lost its light and its existence has become meaningless, we pray that the Lord, who is the temple, will renew the Korean church and will light its light again. In the same way that Joseph was sent to Egypt and he was used as a seed for the Exodus, which took place 400 years later, we pray that our 100th Anniversary Memorial Church will become the seed for the 200 years of Christian mission. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.